You were here for a purpose. You were here to love yourself first and foremost. And when you love yourself, people will either rise to the occasion of loving you too, right? Loving you for who you truly are, or they will fall away.
Hey, babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions. Hello, my beautiful mommy millionaires. Oh, I'm so excited to chat with you today about abundance being your birthright. But first, I want to remind you that if you are a mom and you want to create more harmony and have the flow of money coming into your family's life, I want you to head over to mommymillionaire.co/mentality right now and join the waitlist for my amazing live course that I'm going to be teaching. So head over there, join the waitlist. You'll get all the emails and you'll learn if the program is a right fit for you. If you're wobbling around trying to figure it out on your own, I promise you the program is going to change your life. So you want to go over there and check it out. Now let's get into today's episode. Today, what we're going to be talking about is the concept of how you feel about yourself determines how much money you're able to allow the flow of in your life. All right. So what that means is people that love themselves, like truly, and it's not a fake love, I'm talking like really love themselves, tend to make more money than people who devalue themselves and criticize themselves constantly. Do you know anybody like that, that might be well off and they are confident and they exude self-love? Maybe that's you that's listening in right now. Maybe you're working on this journey. But today what we're going to do is this will be probably the thing that you'll want to label the hardest. I've been practicing this concept for almost 2 years now. And this is the thing that absolutely transformed me and took me to a whole new level in my wealth game. Before that, you know, when I first became an entrepreneur and I started making money, it was all to prove myself. I actually did not like myself at all. I thought that I wasn't good enough. I thought that other people were smarter than me, prettier than me, more capable than me. But I had this competition. Remember, I had the scarcity mindset back in 2011. So I was driven by competition to make money. And then I made money. I became a millionaire by the time I was 26. And I go, gosh, I'm not happy. And I'm stuck. I was stuck at a certain income level. And no matter how much action I took, like I'm talking to you, I was working 14 hours a day type of stuff. My income did not change. I was so frustrated. And I was like, okay, like something has to change. So I hired myself a business coach. Well, I was a coach, right? But I was like, I think I need a coach because I'm stuck here. And I worked with a coach and he said, Kayla, you're like a bulldozer, you know, getting where you want to go. It's like either you're with me and you're for me, or you need to get the heck out of my way because I'm going to run you over. Yeah, I just had something to prove, right? And he said, what about if you looked at yourself like a Ferrari that you are? You're beautiful. People look up to you. People want to drive you. You know, like people want to be around you. They want to take pictures of you. And this was, I mean, this sounds kind of weird, but I mean, this is kind of like true a little bit, right? And you can probably think about your friends that you admire. I admired my friends, but all of a sudden I didn't admire, like I realized I hadn't been admiring myself for a really long time. And he gave me the challenge of getting in front of the mirror, getting completely naked, and talking about all the things I love about myself in the mirror. This was a completely foreign concept to me at this time, you guys. I was like, what do you want me to do and why? Like, I don't get it. How is this going to change my life? And I did the exercise one time, to be honest. I did the exercise one time and I cried. I bawled my eyes out because I looked at myself as a spiritual being in a human body. I looked at myself and saw the little girl, Kayla, that, you know, didn't feel good enough. And I realized, oh my goodness, you're so beautiful. You're so amazing. You're so capable. You're so strong. And so that changed a lot for me. I started to take action in my business out of love, right? Do you see what's happening here? And when I was taking inspired action, that is when I was able to go past the plateau. I became obsessed with myself. I realized that my uniqueness is what made me so special in business. I didn't need to try to do business like everybody else. I needed to do business and be me for me. Everything started to shift. How many of you guys want a life like that, where you love yourself so much that things just become easy? You take action because you love yourself. When we procrastinate, how many of you are procrastinators? I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. That's actually a form of self-hate. We are devaluing us, our needs, and our dreams. And so today, what we're going to do is I want you to do this very simple challenge of looking at yourself in the mirror for at least 15 minutes. And I want you just to say, I love you. So I see, I love you, Sarah. I love you, Danielle. Looking at yourself in the eyes. Remember how they say that the eyes are the window to the soul. And I want you to truly just see, what are your eyes telling you? What do you need to hear from yourself? When was the last time you truly had a conversation with you? We go about our day. We pick up the kids. We are taking care of the kids. We're doing all the things. And all of a sudden, the day is gone and we forgot about ourselves, right? Because we were so busy doing all the things that we thought we should have done. I still do this every single morning because here's the thing. I'm going to teach you a little bit about why self-love is the key to being a mommy millionaire, right? We love ourselves so much. We take action on our dreams. When we take action on our dreams, our kids take action on their dreams, right? They speak to themselves differently. They look at themselves differently. They speak life over themselves and they believe that truly anything is possible. Because I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot of parents tell their kids, you can have, do, be anything you want. But then they watch mom play small in their life, put themselves last. And so they grow up to do the exact same thing. Live with excuses, live with guilt and shame about all the things that they should have done that they never did. Today that stops. I believe every single one of you was brought here on this video inside of this challenge for a reason, right? And you're special. You're so special. God chose you out of the billions of people in this world to be a part of this challenge. It's not an accident. You're here for a reason. Now, when we love ourselves, when we truly, truly, truly love ourselves, what happens is our mindset becomes unstoppable. Our mindset becomes immune to outside conditions. Right now in the world, we have so much stuff going on, so much stuff. And it's affecting people's self-esteem. It's affecting people's futures, they think. It's affecting so much. If you let it, but the people that truly love themselves are immune to the virus that is outside. And I'm not talking about the corona. I'm talking about the fear virus, right? Love and fear do not live in the same place. So if I love myself, I'm not living in fear. I'm loving myself knowing life is rigged in my favor. That means everything is happening for me, including this quarantine, including the movement that is happening in the world right now, right? All of the, with the Black Lives Matter movement, right? It's forcing everybody to look within and say, do I like me? How have I been showing up in the world? And what's going wrong is a lot of people are shaming themselves, shaming others for not doing this inner work a long time ago. And that stops today. If you're a part of this group, we don't do this. We don't do that, right? We don't shame ourselves because that doesn't let us take action. Okay. What happens is love makes us take action. So looking inwards and getting to know yourself, when you look at yourself in the eyes today and you say, I love you. How are you? I love you so much. What do you need from me today? I want to be all about the love virus. All right. Mm-hmm. Shaming ourselves is not in alignment with our goals. Amen. Amen. So I told you I'm going to talk to you about the concept of self-betrayal. Now, when we're very young children, you're going to hear me talk about, and if you continue on to work with me after this, you're going to hear me talk so much about your childhood. Because, and this is why I'm doing this mindset challenge right now for your kids. Okay. So much of who we are, everything that we are, is the conditioning that we got when we were children, right? We were taught at a very young age to start betraying ourselves. We were taught that even just going into school in kindergarten, right? If you're different than others, if you act out and you do something that's against the normal thing that everybody else is doing in kindergarten, you're weird, you're an outcast, and you belong over here. So then we learn in our minds, well, I want people to like me, okay? So I'm going to perform and I'm going to act like everybody else to go over here in this little bubble that the teacher likes. So I can be liked, so I can be accepted. So as early as, I mean, it even starts at 3 years of age, but I'm giving you an example of a five-year-old, because what happens is I learn that if I perform, if I put on a performance, people will like me. So a lot of us perform our entire lives. When we perform to be something that we're not, we're choosing to betray ourselves and not love ourselves. So I want to beg all of you to stop the performance today. You could stop the performance by looking in your eyes and getting to know you, saying, what's important to me? How do I need to show up for you? What do I need to do differently throughout my day to make you feel the love that I have for you? And once we come from that place, the self-betrayal will slowly dwindle away. Now, we've been conditioned, so it's not going to happen overnight, right? There's going to be times. I mean, I still will find myself betraying myself. I'm like, and a form of that is like saying yes when I really want to say no. That's a form of self-betrayal. And so now it's a constant practice I have to do is, Kayla, what do you want? What do you truly want? Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. What's so interesting about that word, I am enough, is I really don't like that word. I really don't like that word. Because who measures the enoughness, right? Like, who measures that? Nobody in this planet measures it. So all of you were born worthy. If you're alive breathing, which you are, you're watching this video right now, you have a purpose, plain and simple. That is the only reason why you are still alive. All of us are here on this planet to fulfill our purpose. But most of us, remember, starting at a very young age, decided to start denying ourselves over and over again. And so our subconscious mind is now trained, deny your desires. Go with the flow. Do what everybody else is doing. You know, go get that degree. Go marry that guy. Because he's going to take care of you and it'll just be, your life will be easier. That's what your good little girl is supposed to do, right? How many of you have heard this? She's saying she's heard she wasn't enough. Oh, you're never going to amount to anything. That job, that career, that's for people like, not like us. Okay. We weren't made of the same cloth. We don't do that. So we go, oh yeah. Okay. That's right. How many of you have said this? I'm loyal to my family. That's my blood, right? That's my blood. So I'm going to do what they tell me to do. I did that for a long time. I wanted to fit in with my family. Felt like I was the black sheep of my family. I still am to this day. I'm just so different. I was born knowing, okay, do I belong in this family? Like, that is how I felt. But I would do things, perform for them to be a part of the clan. And then I realized, okay, no, that's not what it's about. I need to be loyal to myself. I have to be loyal to myself. I am like the most important person in my life. And I don't like me because I don't know me. Mm-hmm. So it's time today that we get to know ourselves and fall in love with ourselves. Affirmations work, right? We can say, I love you, Kayla. I love you. But again, affirmations are putting the Band-Aid on it. We have to peel back the wound, the Band-Aid, and see the wound. And the wound is the limiting belief. Look, everybody's saying they're a black sheep. I mean, we all feel like that. You want to know why every single person, every single girl I talk to feels like a black sheep? It's because we've all been performing our whole entire lives. It's because we've all been performing. We never realized that, oh, all I need to do is be myself. And when I'm myself and I follow my passions and follow my purpose, money easily flows into my life. I'm happier than ever. Oh, and I might not fit in to the tribe I was born in too. Because all of them are acting anyways too. I mean, truly, everybody's acting. Even men, it's not just women. Listen, here is the most important thing. Again, it's always going to come down to you were here for a purpose. You were here to love yourself first and foremost. And when you love yourself, people will either rise to the occasion of loving you too, right? Loving you for who you truly are, or they will fall away. And they will go to their tribe that they're supposed to be with. Maybe their purpose is to do that and to live that out. You have a God-given talent, gift, and ability that nobody else on this planet has, right? You have your unique story that you were here to share with the world. And you can't do that when you're trying to be somebody you're not, when you're trying to be like somebody else just to keep something else alive. Just to keep something else alive. So you got to ask yourself, is fitting in with the family, is fitting in with the culture more important to me than following my dreams and desires? Maybe it is. Maybe you're at that point and that's okay. And that's okay that other people are there too. We don't want to shame anybody, right? But what I can tell you happens when you are not following your purpose, your desires. Why do you think that autoimmune diseases are on the rise? Why do you think that cancer is found in now 1 out of 2 people? Okay. Why do you think that that didn't exist years ago? People used to live until they were in their, 800 years old. Okay. People are getting sicker and sicker and sicker because we're getting more and more conditioned to fit in and be like everybody else. Think about all the outliers. All of the people that during recessions have become millionaires and billionaires. Listen, they decided they weren't going to be infected by the disease that was going on around them, right? The fear. They decided, actually, I'm going to step up for me. This is my time to shine. I'm going to follow my passion. I'm going to follow my passion. I'm going to go do what I want to do. More millionaires and billionaires are built out of recessions than any other time. Because those are who are gritty and willing to go inwards and step up and rise. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying to look at those people and your tribe that you're different than as bad people. They're not. They're not bad people. They're amazing people. All of those people. Everybody is here to learn our own lessons. Again, we're here for a purpose. We all have our own lessons that we're here on. So if some of you guys said, that you're coming up against like, oh, I get told this, I get told that. Listen, maybe that's the lesson you're here to learn, is that you get to choose you. Maybe that's what you need to learn. And it's very different than that person that is choosing another way. And that's okay. You bless them, you release them, you send prayers their way. And I always pray every time, like I'm coming up against opposition, I always say, Lord, soften their hearts. And I just pray a hedge of protection right now around me. Like literally I feel a bubble just coming around me right now. Like I cannot be taken down because I'm not alone. Like I have God within me. And even if you guys don't believe in God, like there is a higher power at charge here. And when you're walking in your path that you're supposed to be walking, when you're fulfilling your purpose, you are protected. You are divinely guided and protected. And that is something that you have to believe. But God wants you to love you. He loves you, right? God wants you to love yourself. That's the whole purpose here, is we gotta love us. We have to believe in our worthiness. We have to believe in our right to shine, our right to abundance. I'm not just talking about financial abundance. I'm talking about spiritual abundance, right? I'm talking about all of that feeling of feeling protected and going, oh my gosh, I'm so protected. I'm so guided. You know, experiential abundance, the fact that I get to like live life the way that I live life, that I get to see the beach every single day. Oh my gosh, like in the ocean, there's so much water. Life is so abundant. So today, you guys, I can keep talking about all this. Mom says that she needs to be more realistic. Listen, I'm allergic to the word realistic. The more unrealistic you can be, the more you know you're on the right path, honestly. Honestly. When people think you're being reasonable, you should probably know you're not dreaming big enough and you're probably not on the right path. Like, go bigger. I love myself so, so, so much that like we're going big. I'm not just talking like, you know, what we're like doing right now in the world. My mission is to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. You know, that's a big mission to take on. And I'm not scared. I'm not scared. I'm capable. I'm ready because I know I'm not in this alone. God has me. He's bringing all the people. Look, all of you, there's over 8,000 of you that are in this challenge watching this videos, right? And you're a part of this mission. You're a part of the Mommy Millionaire mission now. You're here. God brought you here so I could teach you these lessons that you can implement now in your life. I love myself so much that I speak life over myself, that I speak life into my children. I love myself so much that it just exudes from me that my kids love themselves. Realistic is the wrong path. Boom. It really is. Think about a lot of people that live realistic lives. They're a little bit miserable. So today, the challenge again is to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love you. And it looks like Charlie got into my makeup while I was doing this video. How cute. Look at her coral lipstick. Oh, and bronzy eyeshadow. Hey, it's a vibe. Bronze is the vibe today. So what we're going to do is I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. And I want you to do this personally on your own, by yourself in the beginning. Just say, I love you. I want you to spend about 15 to 20 minutes saying, I love you. You're going to feel extremely uncomfortable. This is new to you. But what I need you to do is to look at yourself in that mirror like you look at your little girl. Like, and if you don't have a little girl, like you look at yourself when you were 5 years old. See her. Because how many of you can just stare at your children all day long and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you? How many, do I do that all the time?
Yeah.
I'll just stare at them and I'll just be like, I just love you so much. You're the best angel in my life. You know, like we could sit there and give love all day long to them. I want you to get to that point where you can give love all day long to yourself too. And carry a mirror with you in your purse. Anytime you see a mirror from here on out, look at that baby and you just go, ooh, I love you. I love you. I love you. Sounds so easy. Guess what? I know it's not going to be easy for you. Some stuff is going to come up. Again, that's how we love ourselves, is for loving all the feelings. Even if you want to label them bad or emotional, it doesn't matter. They're not bad. They're feedback for you. So I love you all so much. I hope that all of you can love yourself in that way where we just talked about it. Just like you feel that feeling. Oh, and it guides you and it protects you and it makes you take inspired action. Why does that sound hard and awkward? Because it is in the beginning. We were not taught to do this. And that's why it's so important to teach our kids a new way of thinking, a new way of life. We want to normalize speaking love to ourselves. They might not get it. They might not get the concept behind it. Some of their minds are not formed to even understand that concept yet. That's okay. It's the habit we're creating.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.